Colin felt like asking Bean how his balls were today.
Welcome to Ball Talk.
Welcome to Ball Talk.
The year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved. The survivors, including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now, they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven. Everybody loves Craven.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Ozzy, and welcome to episode 184 of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian and one American. And with me as always are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello. You did that very quickly, and I think that's because you messed up beforehand and we had to re-record it.
yes indeed.
But I know I'm doing as well as I can be with a freaking I'm way too old to be dealing with a wisdom tooth trying to come up in my gums, and it's very painful. So I might not be that talkative this episode, but I will do my best. Other than that, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, I don't blame you at all, Marcy, because having wisdom teeth definitely sucks, especially if they are coming through. And hopefully it'll ease up as the recording of this episode. But also joining us, of course, is the professor of all things science, and as well as our tribal chief, Professor Batch.
Acknowledge me!
I acknowledge you, my tribal chief. Oh.
I'm not acknowledging you, Batch.
Oh. Well, fuck you, John Cena. I don't care if you're a heel now. And may I say, I knew it. I called it for the last 10 goddamn years. I knew that John Cena was no damn good. And I called it. I got my Bobby Heenan moment. And it's fucking glorious. Fired up this week.
Yes. Fuck yeah. And also with us is the Trash Panda himself. Colin, hello Colin, how are you?
Dude, Beat, are you okay, dude? Like, you sound like you like stroking out all fucking day today. You all right? You get enough sleep today? Like,
see, Beat lost his power when he shaved.
Dude, he totally did. You lost all of your like fucking talking skills. Like, you need to throw that beard back, dude. Like,
Beat needs his mojo. Beard.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Well, you know, while if we I are holed baby, up yeah. in champions, the storyline can be how Bede got his mojo back.
Yes.
He didn't get his mojo back. He doesn't have a beard.
He's going to have to go up to where Chad was in level 13.
Dude, well, I got to shave my pubes if we're still in champions. Damn, it's been a minute. Yeah. It's been like a month.
Well, to be fair, though, I lost my beard and hair when Baby Craven came into my room while I was sleeping and basically decided to shave off everything.
He's making you a kung fu monk.
He literally is. He wants me to basically be David Carradine in Kung Fu. Just less racist.
Yeah.
We can work with that. Human.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I don't like the fact that I'm growing the beard back over time, but anyways, though, it is Batch, it's your turn to do the film this week. So which film have you chosen for this week's episode?
Oh, after the Bad Batch, which we all sat through, well, most of it, until the power said, no, you don't have to watch that movie anymore. So
Didn't I fall asleep to that movie?
Stayed awake while Bede gave us trivia.
Which one did I fall asleep to? Because I don't remember like at all.
I think it was very
asleep. Well. You guys left me. I was like, what the fuck? I woke up and I was like, all right.
I think it was Robo War.
I'll have to go back.
I can't remember.
So I think I submitted a good foundation for a worst picture for the Tubi Awards this year with the Bad Batch.
Yes, indeed you did.
I think we're going to go the opposite this week. So we're going to go with a much loved picture by one of my favorite bands of all time. Does this qualify as a musical?
I hope not. I hate musicals.
It's a musical movie, but it's not a musical.
Is it yes. kind of? It's like Tenacious D. It's like the pick of
yes. We are doing Studio 666 by the Foo Fighters.
Tight. Woo. I didn't even know that was on fucking Tubi.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll be surprised at what's on Tubi.
Have we all seen this film?
Nope.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Nice.
So I know what to expect, but I know Colin and Marcy have no idea what to expect, so I look forward to hearing their reactions during the course of this film.
Is Kurt Cobain in this movie?
Colin, I keep telling you, he was 27 years old and he shot himself in the head.
No, he didn't. Courtney Love killed his ass. We all know that.
Somebody and he's also a grandpa now.
For real. Well, someone fucking killed his ass. There's no way, dude. He did way too much heroin. There's no way he could have been like, and he'd have to fucking stand up to fucking do the gun. There's no way, dude. Like
he'd have to pull the trigger with his toe or the shotgun.
Dude, right? And he had fucking shoes on. There's so much. Like, no way, dude. No way. There's no way.
Well, we could get into a whole discussion about the Kurt Cobain conspiracy, but
yes.
Guess what my next pick's gonna be?
It should be in bleach.
But anyways, though,
Bede, if people want to watch the movie and listen to this ridiculous podcast, let them know what they got to do. I would assume it's not their first time, but just in case it is, ease them in.
Be gentle. Well, what? Yes. Yeah. Well, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Studio 666 if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. However, though, if it isn't, it is also available on other streaming services and as well as physical media. I'll count us down 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
I'm John Cena. And I'm a heel now, so suck it.
Indeed. So once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Studio 666, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. Also, if you would rather watch us watch the movie,
yeah.
Patreon.com /thesupernetwork at as little as $1 a month, you'll be able to watch the exclusive Patreon-only video version of our podcast where you can watch the movie along with us. So head there and show your support. Now, guys, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to see that the origins of Dave Grohl becoming somebody's baby daddy again with Studio 666?
Fuck yeah, dude. That's fucking horrors. Let's go.
Alrighty, counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go!
Oh.
Shout!
Shout at the movie!
It's on an open road. That's exactly where Dave Grohl went to impregnate a woman.
In Australia.
Right. And I was right here,
He did it the right way. He didn't rape them, so it's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, but still, I was right here. I'm in Australia. He could have said, hey, Marcy. And I would have been like, yeah, sure, let's go.
Did he bang an Australian person and get them pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was an Aussie? Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is set in Encino in 93. That means Brendan Fraser's in the backyard.
Buddy.
Kurt Cobain's still alive.
But it is the same year, so it would have been like in the backyard behind this mansion.
Exactly.
Is Dave Grohl fucking playing drums in Nirvana? Is this Kurt Cobain's house? Let's go. Let's do this. Are we finally going to see what happened?
I'm hoping we will.
Are we going to see a Jedi Force Ghost Kurt Cobain in this movie?
Maybe.
Dude, it blows his head off.
He comes to the rescue, then does heroin. Yeah. Then he just goes heroin.
That's ghost heroin. Shoots.
Oh my god,
ghost
heroin. I'm not sure I want to try that ghost heroin. I'm still getting over the ghost weed from 2 years ago. Wait, what is happening?
It's Jenna Ortega.
I told you it was Kurt Cobain's house. That's what happened.
Did somebody say ghost heroin?
I bet you know Guy Kakaibu.
Ghost heroin's the best.
I bet it is, dude. Don't tell me about that. I love downers.
Oh, dude.
I love opiates. Stop.
You freaking see colors, man.
Dude, love it. Let's go. Oh it's Kurt. Oh.
My sheet goes all psychedelic.
No. Oh. Not cursed. Oh.
Jenna Ortega got hammered.
Oh. A little bit.
I'd hammer Jenna Ortega.
But don't do drugs unless they're the good ones, kids.
Yeah, you don't know who's cutting it unless you get it from the good stuff, good place.
Yes.
Yeah, get it from Kaibu. Yeah, that dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't cut with fucking fentanyl.
No, he doesn't.
No, dude, he knows.
I love that Dave Grohl actually made an album for this movie that is supposed to be the album in the movie. It's on Spotify right now. Yeah.
I find it hilarious as a member of the Foo Fighters named Pat Smear.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Legendary Pat Smear.
Yeah, he was in Nirvana, too.
Will Forte.
And
The Germs, I think.
The Germs, that's what, yeah.
Yes.
And Jeff Gerlin.
Yeah. I think it was Germs. I might be wrong.
Yeah, it was the Germs. It was the Germs.
I'm going to double check, though.
Same thing, it's probably that. I'm going to assume that you're both correct.
John Carpenter did the music for this theme. That's crazy.
Fuck yeah.
With his son, Cody. But not Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, it is Pat Smear.
Cody Rhodes has something to say.
Hey, Rock! Go fuck yourself!
I just really wanted to play that.
But well, the funny yourself, thing,
Cody.
thanks, John.
And the funny thing is, when Cody said that, he was talking about the entire rock and roll genre. Rock, go fuck yourself.
Dude, how high was Dave Grohl where he was just like, I'm going to make this movie and it's going to be just like this? And he produced it. He had enough money to where he was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself.
Well, they filmed this in secret during COVID.
Mm.
Damn. Taylor looks ate up in this. RIP.
Yep.
What up, Pat?
Best concert Mrs. Batch and I have ever been to, Foo Fighters. Hands down.
I believe that.
Rogers Center Concrete and Gold Tour. Can't believe it was that many years ago already.
I mean, at least recently, because I don't go to many concerts. I thought Pearl Jam was pretty good last year for our birthdays.
Dude, yes. Pearl Jam in Australia? Come on. I love Pearl Jam. That is my all-time favorite band of all time. And I would see them any chance I possibly could. And if I could see them in Australia, Jesus Christ.
It was at like the sporting stadium called Marvel Stadium. And it's like Marvel Comics Entertainment, whatever.
Nice.
That's so tight.
See, here in Barrie, we used to have a huge field called Molson Park. And we used to get all the concerts and the tours. So I've been to all those Lollapaloozas back in the day when it fucking blew up. That's
so fucking tight.
I've seen the Ramones. I've seen Metallica. I've seen Pearl Jam. I've seen the Beastie Boys. I've seen all those guys.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I used to do, I used to be able to volunteer to do the parking. And then they give me a free ticket.
Yeah, dude. Here you can apply for like jobs at the amphitheater where all the like concerts are.
Yeah. Why are they talking about jizzing in your own mouth?
Yeah.
Something about an album. I don't know. I guess that's how they make albums.
Is that how you make? Yeah. Do you sell yourself to the devil? Have to shoot your load in your own mouth, and then you get a good album? Is that how it works?
The Kurt Cobain did.
Well, then the devil.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louis Lassa. Now, I am a world famous record producer / lawyer, and I can tell you these situations are tricky because you need to get these cajole these no good freaking musicians into a new album that makes the money, and then you got to steal that money from them. I mean, that's twice the work.
Yeah, you've done all the work. You got to get them all together. They're all fucked up all the time.
And then you got to render like chimpanzees and say, you guys are going out on tour to Tunisia.
That's right.
Well,
that's what happened to Robbie Williams in Take That, and they made a movie. Yes. And then people complained about it.
Yes.
Was that what that movie was about? I thought it was about a monkey.
He's metaphorically a monkey because he's like a dancing monkey or something. You fucking explained it and whatever. I don't care. I didn't watch
it. Well, essentially, that's what you said was correct, Marcy.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Louis Lassa already knew that's what happens with like bands.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Smart man. This is why he's my lawyer / record producer.
I mean, the album has to go triple platinum just to recoup the hookers and blow.
Well, Lewis, we can't go out and tour right now. The LA wars are happening outside, and if we step 5 feet out of this place,
we'll die. Angry.
Add.
Come on. Just in fresh pot!
It's
the only Dave Grohl. It's the only Dave Grohl Santa Batch could find.
Yes.
No, I'm not talking about you numbskulls. You guys have no musical talent. Beat, you proved that in the karaoke contest.
You listen here, Lewis.
Listen.
I will not take these shenanigans. I'm taking you to court.
Oh, really? For what?
Yes. Slander, bitch.
Well, who's going to represent you?
735. Well, hello, I'm Don the Serious Lawyer. I'm his lawyer.
Yeah, there you go. Don the Serious Lawyer is taking my case.
Yes. Louis, you're made trouble. I've never lost a case. I'm very serious with all my lawyers' stuff. Is Louis, I am Louis, Louis, a real niche? Louis, niche, me at all, niche.
No, I don't think
I'm
she has.
I'm kind of hoping we don't hear from Louis, but if we do, we'll tell
her. Louise? I thought she changed her name. She was supposed to change her name, right?
Yeah, well, she can't be a lasser anymore, but Melvin Galler still call her Louise.
Oh, well, let's call her Louise, like, Lassour.
I have another season, sister. I would give her with a little note on it. This is where you go with me.
Listen, you're a little too serious, lawyer. Like, we don't need you around here. Listen, I'll meet y'all Come on. You got a problem, you got to deal with me. And you don't want to deal with me.
Listen, listen, Nolan. It is a very serious business that we're talking about here.
HR, and bro, what do you got?
Oh, we'll get very later. We'll go for lunch.
Let's go.
Whoa. Colin's okay, that... like in total HR work today.
Dude, I am not letting some serious fuck come into this podcast. We don't need serious. We're not serious people, okay?
I know I'm a little high right now, but did Bob want to go out with Louise?
I believe I think so.
No, he asked me out. Did he ask me? He asked me out.
No, he asked. Yeah. No, he asked. I think Bob has a crush on Louise.
Oh, damn. Oh. I was getting all excited, dude. I got a little hard.
Well, Bob, the serious lawyer, is very Don Draper-esque.
Yes.
He's pretty hot. Well, I'll give you that. Who's this bitch? She died?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
They basically hired this mansion out so they can record their new album.
Yes. And it's cursed.
Yes.
Wait, she's in something.
This movie.
Yeah, but something.
Why does one of the members of Foo Fighters look like Joshua from Blair Witch Project?
Which one? Taylor Hawkins?
No, the other one with the bluish, light blue shirt. Not that guy.
Yeah, Taylor Hawkins. I only know David Grohl. The guy who's dead. The guy who's dead.
Not him.
I think... Wait.
It's hard to pinpoint which one because the editing is weird.
Yeah, why is he clapping?
That guy right there. Not Dave Grohl, the other guy.
It's the acoustics of the room.
That guy, yes.
Oh.
The bassist.
Yes.
It's hard to figure out because they're all wearing plaid.
And they're all got beards except for one guy.
Oh my god, there's more flannel. For fuck's sake, I thought we were done with the flannel.
Hey, it's a new year. We don't need any more flannel.
Yeah.
Damn it, Dave Grohl. This
is the most divorced dad rock movie that we've done yet on the show.
There is a lot of strong, like, divorced dad energy. Yeah, in this hold movie. On. Put your hat back, Colin.
Damn it, Dave Grohl. You come to Australia, impregnate all of our Australian women, and now you just got flannel and the divorced dad look.
He didn't impregnate me, and I'm sitting here poor, and I can't hit him up for child support.
I know, and that's the sucky part.
I was too short.
Colin, I see your backwards hat, and I raise you a man bun.
Oh.
Oh, dude, I can't do a man bun. I'm bald.
Do it, Batch.
Yeah.
Babe, what do you have to throw in this divorced dad look?
All right, hold on.
Pubes.
I'll be back.
Trimmed bush.
He's going to find something now.
Yeah, it's going to take him an hour. He's going to miss half the movie.
That's all right. We won't have to hear his bad jokes.
Hey, oh, hi, Kenny King from Slayer.
Oh, is that who that is?
Boom.
So, Dave, why are you playing drums and not Taylor? What the fuck?
Because Dave Grohl was a drummer as well.
That sounds like
it's in the contract. It's in the contract, yeah.
Mm. Like, I've got to play drums in this movie, okay. Do you know what would be fun if the four of us could, like, be able to rent out, like, a cool-looking house for, like, a month and just record so much shit, but we'd get nothing done because we're just eating and smoking?
And it's cursed, and then we start killing each other.
And we turn that's it into what a the movie.
That's what our Tubi movie's about.
That's it.
Don't mind me, guys. I got the divorced dad who wants to come to rock and roll.
Bede, you look adorable. I'm not gonna lie.
Bede, don't lie. You shaved just so you could pull off the wigs better.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I'm gonna go and follow I'm going to go around and follow all the classic bands during my divorced dad phase.
Yeah, go see Seether and shit.
You got to go see the cover bands at the local pub.
Yes, yeah. And also Chicago.
Hey, I love Chicago, dude. That's a good band, man.
Bead, you're in disguise.
Yes.
He's hiding from Baby Craven. Don't tell anyone.
Exactly. I will say...
Where's Bead? I don't see Bead anywhere.
Bead's over there, Baby Craven.
Who's the guy with the bag?
My name is Daryl.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been hired by your dad as the bartender here at Champions.
Well, if you see Bead, tell him we've got training to do. I'm going to get the swords.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I think he went outside to the LA Wars to combat some robots. Maybe you should go after him.
I'm not allowed to go outside.
Your dad told me you have permission there.
I don't believe you. I just met you. Stranger danger.
Fine, then. Don't believe me, then.
Your disguise work, Bead.
Yes. Maybe where's I might Bead? Have to wear a disguise.
Who's Daryl? What's happening?
Yes.
I thought you were Guy Incognito.
Well, I am, but I'm Daryl now.
He's Daryl the bartender.
He's Daryl the bartender. He sounds exactly like Bead.
Oh no! I might even have a Cockney accent now. Who wants a shaken, not stirred? Who wants a pint of lager? And see, this is what happens. They ask for one of those mocktails, and then they died.
Hmm.
And all I can say is this is a shocking scene of a shocking turn of events.
It is a shocking turn of events.
Oi, this is Nigel. I just want to say that I find his accent very offensive and...
That's racist.
Nigel, is that you? It's your cousin, Daryl.
No, you're not. You're Bead in a wig doing a voice.
Yeah, you see, you always deny in family. It's because I don't have a pipe and I'm very upset by this.
I think Bead is too much into this new character. I think he's lost who he really is.
You need to stop trying to sound like me, Michael Caine.
Oh, Michael Caine's my uncle.
No, I don't believe you're my nephew, and I'm going up to the level 14 for some fun.
Okay, fair enough.
Guys, did you know Michael Caine was in Champions?
I like how Chris is like the dude just died. We have to go. We're done.
Yeah, fuck, we're not going anywhere. We got an album to record.
Typical Dave, always thinking of himself.
Yes.
Pat Smear has eyebrows like Beads.
Are we also going to give Dave Grohl a Best Actor nomination for this movie?
Yes.
If we are, I'll... look, ooh, I'm keeping a tally, so we decide.
Oh, look at those burnt burgers.
I'm hungry. Why do we record at lunchtime?
Well, hopefully Dave Grohl actually give burgers and hot dogs rather than mac and cheese like they did in Amityville Exorcism.
Why did they cook up a fucking barbecue with all those sausages and then they just ate mac and cheese? Why is his head on the grill?
Have
they become
fried.
Cannibals?
Yes.
No, he's having visions.
He's feeling guilty.
He should feel guilty. That's what you... That was a bit mean.
Well, I mean, he should feel guilty to stay on and imagine when two people just died.
Yeah.
He should feel guilty. Medicine at Midnight is a terrible album.
And that's the album they recorded here.
Yes.
I'm assuming this gets Best Blood and Gore nomination too.
Well, it should, because this film is directed by the same director behind Hatchet 3.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did
same
I.
Same director. And the screenwriter of this movie, let me just find him.
Of course you know these things, Pete. All right, I've got the running tally of nominations. That way, at the end of the year, we narrow them down to the best ones.
Yes.
Based.
So I'm keeping track of everything. I don't trust Pete anymore.
Oh.
He forgot like 20 characters for best new character last year.
And some of them were mine.
Well, to be fair, Louise basically told me to veto Alexandria the Ghost Shark.
You know, Louise is not you, right? It's like, it's you, you know, it is you.
At this point, we don't even know. I lost track of where craving starts and I begin.
It's the most terrifying figure of all, Whitney Cummings.
Oh,
it's Bear Charles Bronson. Oh no, Ghost Cat, go away, leave me alone.
Get him, Ghost Cat, get him.
Ghost Cat can hang out at once.
Yeah, but he's so mean to me.
Ghost Cat, do you want a pat? Oh, good Ghost Cat.
Why does that member of Foo Fighters look like he's played by Dave Sheridan?
Maybe he actually was.
Dave Sheridan just showed up one day and just pretended to be a member of the Foo Fighters. That match would not. Stop interrupting me, Ghost Cat.
Splish.
Oh, no! These were my best shorts.
It's all over the wig, Bead.
Oh,
I think there's an ad. Where the bloody hell's the time? 2038.
I'm gonna have to take this wig off because it's got Ghost Cat spooge all over it.
Just leave it alone.
Get it fixed. Get the cat fixed.
It's a ghost cat. You can't fix it.
Yes. And if you, even if you could, its balls are gonna go to Ghost Ball Heaven.
I don't know what to say to that, so.
This is the only podcast where you're allowed to say things like that. No other podcast would ever mention them, ever.
My ghost balls?
I'm so high right now.
I am John Cena. I really am.
Oh. All right,
we're back 2040.
And we're back. I got a nice girl knocked up. So all my life. Oh my gosh. Dave Grohl's just repeating himself in the songwriting. I know the song that's Everlong.
It said it, you cheated.
My gosh, Dave Grohl's got dementia. He can't even remember most of the songs he wrote.
No, he's just written all the songs. He's got no more songs in him.
Yep. I think I'm going to have to sign up for Sudo now. Can this member get like a best supporting actor nod?
Around here.
Yes.
Sure. I'll put him down.
It's like, whoa, man, I'm not a stoner robot. I'm just a regular human stoner. And I made things awkward for the show.
No, I'm just typing so I don't forget, so I can write down things as we go for the thing. What episode? No, there we go. All done. And I guess I'm invested because I haven't seen this movie before.
Yeah, that's why I haven't said a word.
Yeah.
Really, it's Dave Grohl? Fucking hell. How do you break the string?
Oh, here he comes. Here comes somebody getting killed.
Is he smoking ghost weed?
He is smoking the ghost weed.
He's smoking ghost weed and singing hello with a disco ball.
Sad mama. Where's the Lionel Richie show up?
Yes.
I think I've seen
he
that.
He does clip. In this movie?
Yes.
Outside my door. Hello, oh, it's me, Graven. How are you doing?
There's Lionel Richie.
Hey, that owes me $20.
Dave Grohl's line. Dave Grohl's line reading of saying Lionel, like, Lionel! Is this amazing?
No. I love that song. Well, if Lionel Richie randomly showed up while you were high, it'd be weird.
Don't plagiarize me. Adele already did that.
I know. I don't plagiarize anyone. I just sing in other people's material and not pay them.
Yep. Wait, B, did Lionel Richie yell at you? Is that why you made up your own songs for the karaoke contest?
Yes, he told me not to sing any of those songs.
But that's what you do in a karaoke contest, B.
Well, if Lionel Richie tells me I need to be creative with my lyrics, I'm gonna have to listen. I mean, I have more respect for him than I do you, Craven.
Well, you know, that's pretty bad because, you know, oh, look at this guy.
What is happening?
I think this ghost has blackface and I'm disturbed.
No, he got burnt in the fire in the electrical.
Yeah.
He's got burnt face.
It's so, a Freddy Krueger face.
Yes.
Yeah. No, the reason I'm here is I've got to announce that next week, because Bede lost his pick to me, well, because I was a much superior karaoke person, we are going to be watching a movie not on Tubi, because I don't follow the rules, because I'm not the host on this show. I can do whatever the fuck I want. You're in my house. We are watching Crazy House next week.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
What?
Why is it that, Craven, you're allowed to break the rules, but I'm not allowed to break the rules? This is bullshit.
Because you guys have the contract with Lewis, you have to follow the rules. I have no contract. I'm a fictional character, so I can do whatever I want.
Well, consider next week. I'm going to do a batch next week, Craven. I'm having a silent protest about this.
Best episode of no bead jokes next week.
Yeah, are we free of bead jokes next week? That'll be sick.
That's not really punishing anyone, bead.
No, well, you know what's going to be worse? You're going to be reading bead jokes or listening to it via a robot voice.
Okay, as long as that Vanilla Price guy doesn't show up, he's banned from the club.
Well, I can't guarantee he won't show up, but maybe he's although I did put that, is it okay if I invite a person named Vanilla Prof?
Full Forte.
No, I know who that is. I know what you're doing, Bean. No.
What about Vanessa Price?
No.
What about JD Vance?
What about JD Vance? I'm sure Craven will let the JD Vance in the club.
Well, maybe his fuck couch might come for a visit.
that is Will Forte.
It is Will Forte. Uh oh.
Is he cosplaying as Dave Grohl?
It looks like he is. I'm in my own band. It's called the Two Titers.
That was so bad, dude. You need a sad trombone. Where is it?
Aww. You're so mean.
God damn it. B, that joke was bad.
Seriously, he'll be joking.
Good job, John Cena.
That
way to come
almost as bad as my movies.
Oh!
Wow. Dave Grohl just has to learn how to write songs again.
I mean, that's what our Tubi movie will be. We forgot how to podcast, so we have to rent a house and work out how to podcast again.
How does a microphone work?
I mean, I feel like you might need to learn how to podcast again, Bede. We got to find your mojo again.
Oh, no.
Bede, have you considered? Look, I've got someone here who wants to talk to you. All right? Just listen to what he has to say.
Listen.
Well, now, listen here. It's your favorite mud wrestling promoter, Honky Cornette. Now, Bede, I think yes. You get your mojo back if you enter the mud wrestling tournament.
Well, who would my opponent be, Honky Cornette?
Is this the mud wrestling karate tournament?
Possibly. I believe there are some documents I got to sign with Craven.
So you're it's an interesting concept.
It is, and I think Bede's gonna enter it. Here's your contract, Bede, but who you're fighting, you're not allowed to know. That's part of the contract of entering the tournament.
Well, I mean, shouldn't I know so I can prepare and build any kind of must? I might have to get...
Now listen here, you. If Marcy and Chad can be the mud wrestling tag champions with no preparation, you can do it too. You don't get a tag team. This is a different tournament.
All right, I'll do that.
Please sign the contract. I'm signing it with Craven. Here we go. All right, we're done. And I'll do some video.
There we go. I've signed it.
Got the contract.
Okay, Bede, we got to step up your turn now.
Can't we do it tomorrow, baby Craven?
Yes, sir. We will schedule the training montage to tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do that. I should be prepared by then.
I so wish that we had a cartoon of this podcast, because then we could actually see Bede and baby Craven's training montage to Craven singing "I'm the Best Around."
I do. Wait, do they do AI animation? Just do that. That's hilarious.
It's not that advanced yet. It costs money.
It costs so much money. It's ridiculous. It's
one day.
Because it's, yeah.
One day.
It'll be free at some point. It's just that I don't think the technology or whatever is quite there yet for that.
We do not have the technology. We cannot rebuild him.
Oh, they found Courtney Love's drug dead.
That's where Guy Kaibu does ghost heroin.
Yes.
It looks like where that might happen.
Oh, no! Rocket! No!
Oh, no, it's not Colin.
No.
Colin, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
They killed the rack. They killed the trash panda.
Was that Guts?
Yeah.
It might be Guts.
Yeah, he's dead. Let him die.
The savagery of Colin.
Dude, fuck him.
I like assertive Colin.
Oh, it's a ghost piano.
It's a ghost piano. Is it?
I can't remember.
I was like, you've seen this. Do you even remember?
I mean, to be fair, Marcy, it was a while ago.
Fair enough.
And there have been hundreds and hundreds of movies since then. Oh, no, it's a... It's a recording system.
Oh, is he going to, like, steal this, like, cursed song or something?
Yes.
Yes.
See, this movie is why you should never play drums.
I play drums.
He said plagiarize.
Oh, I'm high and not paying attention.
I play drums.
Play drums, fuck up.
Dave Grohl plays drums.
Play drums and plagiarize.
It sounds exactly the same when you're high.
Or with an Australian accent.
T-shirt, .. I play drums, -Colin.
So,
oh, this sounds like that devil music I've been hearing about.
It's the recording of Craven's Christmas album.
Yes.
That wouldn't surprise me, actually.
Yeah, because when I played Craven's Christmas album back, for some reason, it really just summoned a whole bunch of demons at my house.
Well, I played Craven's Christmas album on 2x speed, and I actually got an 8-ball of cocaine.
Oh.
Weird how that works.
Did someone say demons? Hello, everyone. This is Blue Zuzu.
Hello, Blue Zuzu.
Kill the nerds.
No,
where's
no, we're not killing
nerd?
Nerds.
I've got to murder this nerd. I'm going to have to flush this nerve, Dave Grohl, right now.
Marcy,
no, Marcy, it's fine.
Marcy,
stop.
Light the nerd on fire.
No, Blue Zuzu, stop. I told you this already.
Well, I got to flush him first.
All right? We like you because you're awesome.
Oh.
All right. We love your sponsorship. We love your pills. All right. But we do not make fun of nerds on this podcast anymore.
Listen.
You're not going to be allowed. I'm HR. Okay. If you got to follow my rules. All right. HR. All right. I got a meeting with this real serious lawyer next week that I got to fucking take out. Apparently, he likes me. Because I'm a drummer. Because drummers are so hot.
If the four of you don't start making with the nerd hating, I'm going to start spilling some secrets because I know it all because I'm Blue Zuzu.
Listen, I don't have any secrets, okay? What do you want? I know you. I'll give you anything you want.
I
right
unintentionally
now. I
just flushed a nerd, so I should be safe.
Yeah. Marcy.
That's a start.
It's okay. We'll be fine. We'll just chalk that one up to a mistake, like when you kill somebody for the first time. It's a mistake.
Yeah.
So we'll chalk that flush up to a mistake. And
hey, Marcy, remember when I possessed you? You looked like this in the school times.
I need to flush.
Who's here now?
Fucking hell.
We can't open the door. There's robots outside.
Yeah, who's here?
Did I just flush nerds again? What is happening?
No,
I think you did, Marcy.
What the fuck is that?
Let me check and see who's at the door.
This is the sub basement of champions.
G'day, folks. It's me, Russell Crozesist.
Didn't you die on the boat?
No, I did not. Anyways. Blue Zuzu, what did I tell you about harassing everyone on this show?
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone,
well,
dude. I'd scare him away.
Yeah, well, you know, Colin, I'm training you to be an exorcist as well, along with Father Diggy.
Dude, I don't want to be an exorcist. Stop.
No, get that
racist pedophile McTugger out of here, dude. He's not supposed to be here.
McTugger blew up.
He's dead. It's Father Diggy.
He's a new priest in training.
No, but he doesn't have a blowhorn. He's a person. All right.
He's a person.
96-27.
Yeah. Oh, I see you guys are all Bosist.
Oh, dude. Chris Hemsworth.
Well, if Blue Zuzu comes back, now come cry to me. I'll talk to you later.
He's fine.
Zuzu's fine. All right, Blazuzu's fine as long as he doesn't creep into Marcy, all right? She's got to let him put her in, or put him in. Damn, Dave Grohl.
He's got his mojo back.
Yeah, he does. It's Kurt's ghost.
It's because he had sex with an Aussie.
Nah, Kurt's fucking guitar playing was not that good.
Well, maybe he's a much better guitar player than Kurt.
Yeah.
Bede, I think you might need to have sex with an Aussie to get your mojo back.
I may have to.
I don't know if that includes just having a wank, Kajrozi.
That's what I was about to say. Like,
there's this woman across the street.
No, I'll just wake on my jerk off leg.
Hey, you got that OnlyFans? It's fine. We're good.
Indeed. Whoa, man!
I thought he was drinking a Diet Coke.
Yeah, but we can't use any of that, man. That's not our sound.
Did somebody say ugly fans? Hello, everybody. Boo.
Hey, what's up, Toby?
What's up?
Not too bad, guys. I thought I'd come on the show because, guys, I know you guys don't like things being promoted on your show. But yeah. I have to let you know I've got my own OnlyFans account.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Well, the thing is, though, it's not on OnlyFans. It's on the supernatural equivalent, Ghostly Fans.
Oh.
Does Lewis Lasser have a piece of that too? Because it's like Craven fans.
No, it's only for ghosts, and you have to be a ghost to have a Ghostly Fans account. And Lewis, I mean, Lewis is dead on the inside, but that doesn't count.
What? Yeah, man, I'm on Ghostly Fans too. You can see my asshole.
Yes. And,
I know Bane subscribes to both of them.
Yes, Gaiku Kaibu, he's on Ghostly Fans now as well. Even he and I have teamed up for some content with some really ghost hotties. So.
Yeah, Louise is going to be mad if she hears that, man.
I mean, to be fair though, Louise, she's totally fine with me, like, having sex with other ghosts, as long as it's not with other living people.
Oh, she was kind of sick.
And ghost sharks.
Yeah, and ghost sharks.
Well, she was a ghost shark, man. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
Shut up, Gaiku Kaibu. Anyways, if anyone's
it's the ghost heroine talking, so.
Yeah, yes. And also, Whitney Cummings has the ghost ectoplasm cupcakes. If anyone wants to try one.
That's racist.
No, thank
you. Anyway, I gotta get going. So, anyways, though, if you want to subscribe to my Ghostly Fans account, it's 666. So $6.66 a month.
Alright.
Hold up.
Wow. That's... Wow, that's just ghostist right there. Anyways, I better get going, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye. Boo.
I got nothing. I have no idea.
It's Dave Grohl is evil.
I think he's evil.
Everybody's evil.
Whoa, man. Meanwhile, 3 weeks later.
Have they done any recording?
Recording right now.
Yeah.
And they're still half in flannel. Fucking hell.
Well, I mean, Foo Fighters are now considered dad rock now. And also, Taylor, you need to wear more flannel. We're going to change our name to the Flannel Fighters.
Oh.
Wow, Vanilla Price.
He's not allowed to be your laugh track either, Bean.
That wasn't me.
Sure wasn't.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. And I believe... Well, then again, you know, Vanilla Price, he just pops out of nowhere, out of the crypt. I feel his presence all around. Mm-hmm. Whether we want him to or not.
Better not show up. I'm loaded.
Oh!
Yeah, he better not come up. I'll fist fight his ass. I don't want to fucking deal with that dude at all.
To be fair, Colin, you know...
Fighter to be.
To be fair, Colin, you don't want to deal with any characters on the show.
No, he doesn't.
They're all right. Some of them are okay. All right, yeah. Some of them are fine. But fucking Vanilla Price, that's awful. It's just a fucking, like, it's the same character. It's not funny. Like Louise Lasser.
Funny.
Oh, whoa. Look at that. Moose Knuckles.
Robbie's going all in with his performance in this movie. He's totally a best supporting. Oh!
He's on the list.
My eyes have been soiled by that bulge.
Those are Dave's too.
I think the entire Foo Fighters band are in his bulge.
Why is
he sleeping on the kitchen?
That kind of steals this movie.
He's so adorable.
Are there snacks?
Yes.
He gets it. We want snacks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hella smart.
Guys, we're going to have to use this pentagram for our next song. Wait a second. That's the diagram to Champions. That's the whole layout.
Why don't we have a studio?
Kayfabe, you're in the studio. This is the studio.
Yes.
Yes, the podcast studio on level 5.
I've been waiting for you guys to get the fuck out so I can record Everybody Loves Craven, but you guys have been here 3 months.
Well, to be fair, Craven, there.
The robot is outside. No one's
so do something about. I can't do everything. I'm housing. I'm feeding you guys. I got 50 strippers. They all, they nag me all day long, man.
Well, Craven, we probably would go outside and live
our
lives again.
God knows where Chad is. We lost Chad again.
Well, it's not our fault that he keeps going up to level 13. You need to put a lock on the door.
He likes those titties.
Exactly.
He really just wants to be breastfed all the time now.
Like, Pat is like just wearing pajamas.
Allegedly.
Oh!
Allegedly.
Chad, was that you?
Maybe.
Oh. Chad, can you please step down from level 30? I know you like boobs now.
That's how I reacted, Marcy said I had to go downstairs.
Oh. I think we need to ban you from level 13, Chad. I'm a little concerned.
Okay, I get levels 1 through 12.
Okay. You're not allowed level 13. I'm
no
just
level
saying.
13.
Yes.
15, that's where this really dirty shit is.
No, you're not allowed to get there either.
Too late, I'm already up there.
Damn it!
There's no controlling him now.
I feel like we need to get, like, one of those dog leashes, like, if they start bark, if he starts to get really horny when he sees a boob, we just electroshock him.
Maybe.
Pretend that we're acting. Oh, no, guys, Dave's back. Oh, what do I get?
What? Your thing just, like, cut out? I don't know.
I blame my mic. Okay, and
I think I just let it take over. I think it's just the Australian slow internet. I'm really
sorry. Yes. I blame Dave Grohl for getting an Aussie pregnant, and now the internet's slow.
He clogged up the lines.
Yes. Stick with me. We can do that. I kind of want Pat to jump up.
Colin, when you laugh like that, you remind me of the Riddler from Batman 1966.
Hell yeah.
It's awesome. The root, foundation, the base.
And all of a sudden, a Tenacious D just show up out of nowhere.
Right?
I don't think Robbie even knows where he is.
Robbie doesn't realize they're filming a movie.
Wait, you guys are making a movie? Am I in it?
That's how I would be.
I thought this was a reality show.
Wait, there's cameras.
Okay, Dave, you need to calm down, all right? You need a Snickers.
He's killing people.
He does need a Snickers. I want a Snickers.
I'm so hungry. Oh.
It's all right, Colin. I'll send you a Snickers.
Pearl Jam High Five.
And they're still alive, except one of them's not, sadly.
No.
What? Pearl Jam? Nobody's dead.
No, Foo Fighters.
Okay, they got a new drummer now.
Yeah, he's...
Hey, it's John,
John Carpenter.
It is John Carpenter.
R.I.P.
All right, I'm not dead.
I'm gonna make this Halloween movie.
Fuck those Halloween Rob Zombie movies.
Yeah. And also, can I just go back and play video games now?
John Carpenter produced the album. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so this song's on the soundtrack on Spotify.
Yes.
Well, if we actually kept up to date with songs from movies we watch on Tubi, it would go on that playlist. But I don't think I've done that for a good 120 episodes.
Remember that idea from season one?
Remember when we had a Hall of Fame?
Yep. That burned down.
Remember when we didn't have characters on the show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Kinda.
Particularly, no.
Remember when we used to have guests on the show?
Yeah. Remember when I was a guest and I never was on?
Then you just stayed.
Yeah.
You just never left. Yeah. Not that that's a bad thing.
Remember when we didn't have plot lines?
Yeah.
Remember when we used to watch the movies?
Yeah.
And it feels weird when I'm like kind of concentrating on the movie.
Remember when Bead did trivia?
Bead, do you want to give us trivia on this movie for old time's sake?
Yeah.
All right, I'll look up trivia. Give me
also,
1 second.
Also, I want Pat's like plaid shorts. They're pretty cool. Oh, that's a nice car.
It's Corey Feldman. I
think we're all good. Well, of course that would be John Carpenter's fucking sexy car.
And that's most likely his son, too.
Is it? What's wrong with his eye? Did Michael Myers stab out his eye or something?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Actually, I don't think it was his son.
It was or it wasn't?
I don't think it was, because I don't see his name in the cast credits.
He's playing his son.
Okay, it says here, Taylor Hawkins, the late Taylor Hawkins, admitted on several talk show appearances that he refused to bother learning the script and improvise all his lines, deciding to just say whatever he felt like in the moment.
Can't say I blame him either.
Yeah, I'd probably do some shit like that. I'd be like, oh, and we wrote this and this is garbage. I'm gonna do our that'd be so funny. We write a movie and then we just end up improvising an entire movie.
51
Oh, Will Smith. What movie is this?
Hancock.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do tonight when I go to bed.
Well, don't watch the porn parody Hancock.
Yeah.
That's what Colin's doing later. Movie. Fucking hell.
Yeah, dude, Hancock. I just said that joke, B.
Well, I'm looking up trivia, so I can't do two things at once. Stop yelling at me.
get your tism together, all right?
No.
Yes, we demand you get your tism in order, goddammit.
Yeah. B, be able to multitask.
Near.
Stop having ADHD.
Oh, shit.
Where's that one coming
from? I'm not answering no fucking anything here.
Yeah, where the fuck's that one coming from, yo?
I don't know where that phone call's coming from. Oh, I guess I'll answer it. Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is delivery. Somebody opened the door. You ordered a Dolesh?
How did you get through the robot apocalypse?
Oh, I'm fine. I just, they don't bother me at all because they just want the robot with.
Oh, okay. I don't racist? Know if anyone's on.
Baby?
So your name is actually Racist?
Yes, I'm racist. I'm a delivery guy.
Well, Ray, let me check and see if anyone's ordered the screen.
I've heard you guys have been calling about talking about me the last few weeks.
Did you bring me some KFC? Like my bucket of KFC?
Oh my god, I've got the KFC here.
Excellent, oh. I'll take that.
Okay, are you going to open the door and so I can hand it to you?
We'll open up the little doggy door underneath because we don't want any robots just accidentally walking in.
Wait,
again.
Hold on.
Oh. Yes, the killer out here. I don't want to die. Oh, that guy's head flew off.
Yeah, well, there you go, Ray. That's why we don't want to open the door in case something like that happens.
No, please open the door. It's getting scary. There's a guy with a
Can someone, head. Like, go get me my KFC? With
head.
All right, hold on. I'll open up the door. Hold on, give me a second. I'll head to the front door, and I'll let you in. Off. All right, and
I'm not let that guy in. God damn it!
I'm gonna have to.
No!
It was a trap, brother. It's me. Hello, it's
everyone. No!
It's Hollywood, brother. It's really Robot Hogan.
Well, you know what, Robot Hogan? I'm gonna do something to you.
Let me tell you something, Bede.
Well, no, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brother. I'm going to tell you this because I'm going to do something that should have been done a long time ago. There we go. Door shut.
Good job, Bede.
Bede, I can't believe you fell for the racist bit.
Well,
I can't I'm believe not they pretended by... I was getting KFC.
They do have weaknesses, Marcy, and I will never trust anyone. See, I am not going to. I am never going to trust anyone who goes by the name Racist Cyst, Raymond Cis, ever again.
It's racist.
Yeah, I know. Racist.
That's the best character we have now.
Well, if racist shows up next week, then he goes on the list.
Yes.
Well, he's going to go on there. If he doesn't show up again, he goes off.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Delivery driver racist.
It's all right. Well, I'll do something.
Also, there's many references to movies throughout this film, including The Exorcist and the one we just saw, The Burning.
See, Will Forte.
Oh, that's racist.
Will Forte's character's got his head cut off, and it's kind of like what Warner Brothers did to that movie he was meant to be in.
Yes. Aww.
Too soon. Why doesn't someone just leak that to the internet?
I am right.
What? I think it will happen one day. Yeah.
Do it on a VPN and just so they can't link it back.
Mm-hmm. Also, what am I? The director, BJ McDonnell, obviously director of Hatchet Free, he's also directed music videos for The Bad Slayer. And also, one of the roadies who we saw before who got electrocuted, that was one of the members of Slayer.
Yes, Bat pointed that out when that happened.
Yeah.
So that
someone
makes
left tomato sauce on the floor.
Oh. That's Pat.
Why wouldn't it be Pat? Why wouldn't he have that little hat on?
Bede, how many subscribers for that outfit?
That's at least one more because I do want a sleeping hat.
And you want a flannel sleeping dress.
Can we also add Pat to Best Supporting Actor as well? So yes. It's by him and Rami. They can be a duo.
Oh, they'll be a duo.
No,
yeah.
No, they got to go against each other.
Right. Ooh.
Someone has to win. Someone has to lose.
Yes. All right. Done. Adding it now. You know they actually look homemade. Is there a baker in the band?
Mm-hmm. Really next door? Samantha? That woman
is a train wreck. I've known her for years. Is that the Stephanie's mom, Samantha?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god, Stephanie, my mom is still capable. Making baked goods for all the bands, and she doesn't even let us meet them so we can have sex with them.
Dude, their mom is a groupie. Squares. Mrs. Batch makes killer lemon squares.
Mm. Nice.
We're actually wrapping up tonight. Barb.
All right, tell them.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, pretty much outside of Dave Grohl, Robbie and Pat are the best actors in the movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Dun. We're gonna wear some flannel so we don't get attacked by a night beast. And maybe allegedly Courtney Love shot Kurt Cobain.
It's not allegedly.
It needs an ending.
Now if we just stop recording, you know, it would be over.
Yep. Pat's got the right idea.
44-minute yes. Song.
Yes. Boy, did somebody say a 44-minute song? It's a be a tabario.
What's that got to do with a 44-minute song? Why do you show up?
Well, you'll be a surprise because I am also in an Italian ghost band that's a cover band of Foo Fighters. And we call ourselves the Boob Fighters.
That doesn't Tamario, make sense.
See, Tamario, you need to be in next year's karaoke competition because I think you understand how it works with a cover, right?
Yes, I know how to sing every song in Italian, because I am an Italian ghost. And we are the best singers, just ask Frank Sinatra.
But can you sing in English?
Yeah, but do you want to sing, like, a bit of a Foo Fighter song so we get what we can understand how good you are or bad you are?
Well, that is good. I will sing a song for all of you. Let me see. What song? Let's see. I wanted the best for you.
I'm sorry you could have to stop that. I'm Bob the Serious Lawyer. Here's a cease and desist from the Foo Fighters for singing on their intellectual property.
Can't do that. Hey, this is HR. Can't do that. You didn't use the correct lyrics. Get out of here.
Oh no. One of the members is about to join me in Ghost Heaven.
As the Lisa asked about me.
Oh, great.
That means I can't.
He's become a barbecue fighter.
Yum.
I don't think he did much fighting to that barbecue.
But anyways, does anyone want the pasta sauce? Oh, he's wearing an old man hat.
My former manager of my store that I work at used to wear a hat like that every day.
Was he a serial killer, Batch?
No. Shout out to Ryan.
But anyways, though, and also, I have to apologize because Baby Bubblini is still upset and now she's possessed David Grohl.
David Grohl.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh.
Ouch.
I do not like a ranch. It doesn't taste so good. So I'll talk to you so later about it.
No, you just like the pesto, right?
I do. They should have more pesto.
But anyways, I got to go calm baby Bobolini down because she's been very upset. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye, Bobolini.
Bone structure. He still came back with the demo. That's hilarious.
Yep. How long has this guy been here? Like 20 minutes.
Like all night, maybe?
Whoa, man, I think the cannibals from the Bad Batch took his head, man.
So how do we link this back to the last movie?
How do we link this?
Oh, but the Foo Fighters were meant to headline the music festival, but...
Yes, there you go.
Yes, yes. But then all that shit happened, and they're like, okay, we'll just go record a new album instead.
Yeah.
And I'm hungry for a salami sandwich. And this is sad. But if we call the cops right now, they're going to turn this place into a crime scene. And you can kiss that awesome drum sound goodbye forever. So we just keep on going. Yeah. What's with these, like, cardigan?
Yeah. The FBI, CSI. He didn't feel like wearing flannel that day. And then
Robbie's still like, wait, this is a movie? That's our real body. We can even tweet a link to the bone structure on our Insta thing. You know what I mean? This is what Darren would have wanted. And he might have wanted to keep his fucking head. It was Daryl.
He loved this band. He died for our band. Dave's acting his ass off at this movie.
Have they not realized Darren they're sure missing a band member?
Darren just wanted to make sure they got ahead of their recording for the album.
Yeah. Is there any other kind of movies like this where like a band plays themselves?
There's a few. I mean, the Beatles started a few movies.
There's the Monkees movies.
Yeah, there's Monkees movies. There's Spice World.
Would the Kiss movie count?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes, Spice World.
And also, and the S Club 7 movie.
Wait,
there's quite a few.
There's a Kiss movie? I didn't know that.
Kiss versus the Phantom.
Yes. And also, so Kiss quiet. Also played themselves in Scooby-Doo meets Kiss.
That Kiss movie needs to be on Tubi.
Yes.
That is a Tubi Tuesday movie.
Mm. It all comes back to the L sharp. Got it? Yeah, we got it. You know, Dave Grohl, if you just put your hair in a ponytail, the hair would get out of your eyes then.
There's no such note as an L sharp.
Oh, now you've noticed you got a band member missing.
Yeah, he got he killed him. He fried him up.
He got fried up, all right. 1357.
Let's get some baked goods from the neighbor next door.
Who, Andy Cummings?
Oh, he became a cannibal.
Yep, he's going to go to the Bad Batch after this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knows how to use all the meat, so they probably wouldn't let him in because they're so wasteful with their human meat in the Bad Batch.
They see him eating a person and like, okay.
Oh my god, another fucking that freaked out ad.
Ad.
1 hour, 6 minutes, 21 seconds. Oh, Suicide Squad.
It's a Suicide Squad.
Oh. Bede, oh my god, man. What'd you do?
We're back. 1 hour, 6 minutes, 24 seconds.
Sorry, I accidentally ate the race by mistake. Sorry.
No, you can't kill my new favorite character.
Well, all right. I didn't eat him entirely. I just ate his left arm.
Guys, there's a little racist in all of us.
I mean, there's a little racist in my stomach right now.
All in our heart, everyone. Everyone. Merry Christmas.
He's a lovable guy. He loves everybody.
Yeah.
I'll send a paycheck to Mr. Cyst later.
He got such a bad rap.
Wasn't his fault that he was born with a name, Racist.
Right. I hope she dies. I hate her. Ooh.
Great.
I'm done. Yeah, it's just rock and roll folklore. Mm-mm, I was there. Greg Nolan and I were close. Very close. I was a groupie. And then we produced a bunch of Stephanies together. Hey, watch the label. Groupies are people too. Groupies are people too. Greg. Transfers and spectrophilia.
He possessed this living book. It took us over an hour to get to the origin story of the house.
Yep.
Damn, that's a long time.
Hello?
Alistair, oh, sorry. Everyone, it's me, Louise Lasser. Oh, wait, no, sorry. It's not Louise Lasser anymore.
Just
it's
Louise.
Louise. That's Louise. Oh, but if you want to go by my Christian name, it's Louise Lipschitz Toby Ghost Dazzler.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and DiCaprio. Yeah,
government name.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do, like, after your daughter's name, DiCaprio, Mother of Dragons.
Yeah, well, I figured, like, with DiCaprio, since my poor daughter. Oh, it's that yellow bastard.
Dude, it's emo tap.
Anyways, yes, I had to honor my poor daughter, Sherry Lulu. Anyways, guys, I thought I'd just come in. Yeah, I mean, she's somewhere alive in my heart. But anyways, though, honey, this movie, it reminds me of my times when I was a groupie.
Ew.
I'm paying attention to the movie, sorry.
Ah, yes, I was a groupie for all the best bands that are out there. Oh, honeys, it was amazing. I was a groupie for S Club 7. I was also a groupie for the Backstreet Boys and also New Kids on the Block.
I'm a bit disturbed by that, Louise. Get out of here. We didn't ask you to show up.
You were a groupie, you were a groupie for rapping Rodney Dangerfield, were you?
Oh, yes, honey, yes. I mean, Dangerfield, there's a reason why they called him Rodney Dangerfield. Let's just say he put a lot of danger on my field.
I didn't need to know that, please.
Does she get buzzes for jits, too?
Who says I was joking? That's what really happened.
No, she gets the Godzilla.
Godzilla. Oh,
hang up on her. Hang up.
We had a spent a lovely night to get.
Okay. She's going to call back. I think we're good.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, I'm kind of curious about the whole situation with Godzilla, but I mean.
She's on level 6. You can go hear the rest of the story. She's stuck here too, with the rest of us.
I know that, but I'm a little scared to go up there. Because if you get closer to level 13, I won't be able to come out of there like Chad.
And that's a bad thing?
I mean, yes. Marcy, how many Patreon subscribers to pick up all these creepy dolls that are hanging around this forest?
I don't know if people just want to send me a creepy doll, I'll take it.
And its name is Courtney Love.
Maybe.
Stop! I was choked on this chip. Stop!
I almost committed murder on Colin in this episode.
Yeah, chip aside.
Chip aside?
Chip aside?
Both Colin and I are eating chips.
Yes.
The finest really one. The finest
so
Walmart generic brand.
Oh, bro.
I need food. How long's left of this movie so I can go eat?
40 minutes, Marcy. 40
no,
more
I think
minutes
it's,
of this
movie. Oh. Okay. Oh, let's go. Hello.
Is there going to be titty in this movie? Come on now, Foo Fighters.
Robbie's going to make her his mommy.
Don't. That's how gross. Don't ever say that again.
Yeah, I don't know where
words,
the
I'm
fuck
say
you're
it.
Going with that.
Guys, be easy on me. I'm trying.
You're not. You need to let things just happen naturally. Don't think on
but
it.
I did let that naturally happen. It was the first thing that popped in my head.
And it was weird
sometimes,
and you shouldn't have said it.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you gotta think the things over that go into your head first. And then be like, maybe that's not a good thing to say. Or maybe that's kinda no one's gonna get that thing. Or that's gonna give me a buzzer.
But I just wanted to make you guys laugh.
You do make me laugh every day. I love you.
Oh! Look at his chest hair.
Yeah.
Oh!
Look at that.
His chest hair is like in the shape of a love heart.
I might have to do that.
That's a real man.
It is.
Uh-oh. They're going to be making Stephanie's together.
I think he's just so big it just fits in through his underpants and hers.
The safe word is step.
the safe word is step a knee. Oh!
They can't hear that even with the music.
Oh!
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 Oh! That escalated. That escalated quickly.
Damn.
Well.
I guess
we've got a
weird "what the fuck" moment on the list.
Yeah. Well,
hell yeah!
Well,
look at those werewolf teeth.
Well, guys, they didn't. I guess they didn't saw that coming.
Give your balls a tug, tit fucker.
God damn it, dude. That was fucking great. Oh.
We find out that the Dave Grohl's been wearing a Courtney Love mask this entire time.
That pop Colin.
Colin in the background. He's still laughing.
I was just adding that death to our what the fuck moment list. Gotta keep up to date, you know? Awards we gotta keep an eye on, like, every episode.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's got. Yes.
This is what Colin was talking about earlier. He's gone to go take a shit while we're watching the movie.
No, I'm trying to find something sweet to eat.
I think life now is to make Colin laugh while he's not in the room.
Watch out, little kitten.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
No, dude, you can't say shit like that when I'm not here. That's hilarious. There's God.
We can and we will.
Oh, shit just makes me pop. That's so funny.
Oh, the book is in there to get the blood, of course. So they basically just ripped off the Evil Dead book.
Yeah, the Necronomicon, or in this case, it's the Necronoma Rock.
Maybe, even though that was a shit pun.
Oh, but Guts is alive!
Oh, shit!
Oh no, it's my dream demons!
That looks like me when I was possessed by Blue Zuzu last year.
I mean, that just looks like true.
It's just me. No, oh, not Pat!
No!
Kick him in the face. They took his shoes. Shut up, Dave. Hey, buddy, how you doing, man?
Babe, for some reason, you're not in the recording, and I don't know why.
I can hear you just fine.
I can hear him, but the recording's not hearing him.
I got trail mix.
Oh, no. Ooh, I need to go to the store tomorrow and get some.
Was your internet or something, Babe?
Yeah, it was my internet. The Scottish went slow for a second. Ah, Dave Grohl gets one Australian woman pregnant and he becomes all demonic.
That's how it happens.
Was she just a normal person or was she like a porn star or something?
I think it was a normal person.
That's crazy. Wrap it up, Dave Grohl. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? You're a fucking musician. You don't know the first rule about fucking rock star? If you get the girl pregnant, you make her get an abortion. God, Dave Grohl, you did it wrong. I apologize. That was an awful joke. You should bleep that.
It's okay, Colin. I won't give you a buzzer because I know you were trying.
Pete. Thanks, Pete. I was really trying on that joke.
But he has a point. Like, if famous people got someone knocked up, they'd just be like, here, get an abortion. They don't want
they would make them around. Get an abortion. For real, they would. 100%.
Oh, you don't tell Nate and Pat to fuck off.
Oh, he just did. Let's finish the fucking track.
How rude. Fucking track and get out of here. It's not dead. You're not dead. What'd you just say?
I don't say that, man. Just for the fucking drum. Oh.
Oh.
Boom.
Blue Zuzu.
Yeah.
He is possessed by Blue Zuzu.
Blue Zuzu takes this music shit seriously.
He does.
I think even Blue Zuzu is starting up a band called Rhythm and Blue Zuzu.
He's just starting the Blue Zuzu,
Zuzu
man group.
Yeah.
The Blue Zuzu man group. Love it. Dave Grohl's neck had to go to hospital that day. All this would have been over if Taylor just, like, whacked it with the drumsticks.
True. Or Dave just played the fucking drum track himself.
Play all the instruments himself.
That's right.
Oh!
Oh!
Hey, Tyler D.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's mean.
Damn, those
Belgian symbols really know how to fucking cut a head off.
I have to keep him away from Baby Kraven just in case.
Yes.
Ew. I think we may have to call Russell Crosus or Dave Grohl. That's with this L-sharp bullshit, right? Come on, guys, become demons. It's fun.
See, it happens. Like, you don't notice it all happening.
Look at his, Pat's shirt.
That's offensive.
I think Pat's outfits, I think most of the outfits in this movie need to be up for the fashion award.
Fucking add it to best fashion. At this point, I feel like we need best cannibal meal for an award.
Best meal in a film. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Got a wood chipper.
Well, now he's referencing Fargo. Could have taken all that meat to waste. Could have put it in the freezer.
Well, to be fair, he is making... I mean, to be fair, he's making a smoothie.
Oh my god. Well, he's doing it wrong. That's Taylor.
And also, he should be making smoothies for all of us.
I knew Dave Grohl killed Taylor Hawkins.
I mean, in this movie, he did. If we be very quiet, Dave Grohl will not know we're here.
I think he knows where they are.
Uh-oh. Run, guys, run!
Oh, jeez.
This is the weirdest Scooby-Doo episode ever.
Did they wake up and it was all just a dream?
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the ending. They went with it. To answer your question, Marcy, before you even say it, yes, I had seen the movie and I forgot how it ends.
I agree then. Must not have been very memorable.
I just kept remembering like Pat's hats and Nate's cardigans. Ow! Ow! Something keeps hitting me.
I don't know what keeps hitting you.
Thank you, Paul. That was us. We're trying to. Ow! 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 Stop hitting me! Ow! Ow! My microphone's broken!
See, your training's paying off, Bede.
That was me that got hit.
Well, I mean, Bede's training's paying off. Bede.
God, I didn't think I had that strike in me.
See,
it wasn't you, that was me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sick of those second of all dickheads. I don't like them. They need to get out of here. Trying to pay attention to this movie and he just comes in and interrupts it. What a dickhead.
Wow. Champions are still making us stir crazy.
Fuck you! We want Dave back!
Dave? Dave's been gone for decades.
Oh, I mean, that's true, but it's, but we shouldn't say it. Along with Magneto. Oh. Demon of the 12th realm, defiler of souls, sitting at the left hand of Lucifer. You're weak. You're nothing. I'll crush your pathetic souls. I command you to be gone from this human vessel. Take leave of this innocent body and return to your kingdom of blasphemy and filth. Ching bang ding dong, he stole to I.
That's racist.
Rock.
Cody takes issue with that, let me tell you.
Hey, Rock! Go fuck yourself! Where'd he
go? Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm with John Cena there.
Well, I think, Marcy, I think you also had something to say to John Cena as well.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead! Something like that, yes. She killed off
the band.
Ah, so it
was the raccoon all along. But somehow he's still going to blame it on Courtney Love.
It could have been the demon of Courtney Love. You don't know.
Probably was.
Uh-oh. Ew! Oh. Well, that's what happens when you cook like human cook human meat and eat it. Yeah. Ew! It's still going!
Again!
Ew!
Uh-oh.
Pat steals this movie.
Hell yeah, Golgothan.
Golgothan.
It's Kurt Cobain.
It's Billy Corgan.
It is Billy Corgan.
Is it?
Billy Corgan's come back for revenge for Courtney Love.
It's Lemony Snicket.
He's going to make us watch shitty NWA wrestling.
What Go, the Dave fuck Grohl. Is going on?
Spear!
Oh my god!
I'm not usually this invested in the crap we watch, but...
No, I've been watching this entire movie.
I've been watching this movie.
All of you guys on the show, anytime like jokes or characters come up, are all like...
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Yeah, it's not the movie week. For that.
Oh yes, General Ortega was in this movie. The band
gonna beat him up too?
They should.
Dream Lido.
Get him, Jenna Ortega. And I'll be all like,
this is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
I'd say the same thing. If she was looking at me like that on top of me, I'd be all right.
Jenna Ortega's all like,
he needs some milk. That's Chad.
That's what the women up on level 13 say to Chad.
Yep.
I think we need to keep him away from level 13, guys. I'm a little worried.
But you know what else is on level 13?
What's that? Yes.
So she just put blood in the butthole of that book?
Yes.
I thought the... Oh, I'm so confused.
Yeah, me too. So
does his blood get rid of his own demon? I'm just confused.
I think it's like releasing all the souls that are in the book.
Oh.
Or trapping them.
Yes. I mean, yes, all the evil in the book.
How much soul is in the book? Shouldn't be that much.
They gotta trap all those demons out of that man and put him in the... See, this is all like Toby and Tamaria is doing. And also somehow Ghost's cat, assuming. And baby Bubbleedy. Whoa!
Alright.
Well, guys, we're going to have to hold auditions for the rest of the band on Monday.
They're going to have to. There's no one left. There's like three of them now.
Is anyone from Queens of the Stone Age available?
Wow, B knew something.
Aw, see, I know my music knowledge.
Yay.
I made so many references to Dave Grohl tonight.
A little bit.
Proud.
Was I listening to all of them? Probably not. I'll listen back to this later and be like, oh, I missed so many
jokes. There were jokes?
Sit here, Dave Grohl. I'll give you my cardigan.
Dude, you should get that cardigan.
I'm going to look it up after this podcast.
It looks like he got it from The Shining.
It kind of is.
It looks like the wall decorations or the carpet.
Yeah, I was going to say that earlier.
Let's get inside this van where nothing bad will happen to us.
Okay, I'm like, what the fuck else could be happening here?
Oh.
They're about to kill Pat. It's that Australian chick.
Yeah.
Dave, you owe me, it's official.
You owe me 20 years of child support, dickhead.
Yes. So much.
Oh, it's Jeff Garland. Dave Grohl, you owe your baby mama a lot of money for the baby, and you know why? Because in this economy, it's...
It's a post-apocalypse, dickhead!
It can be used for any occasion, that soundbite.
I like it when I get angry for no reason and yell something stupid.
Just be careful, it could happen again. I could get another soundbite later in the future, Marcy. We just need to make a sour bite of Batch and I.
You finished the song, didn't you, Dave? He did, didn't he?
Yes.
He's looking very Harvey Weinstein right there.
Yeah, I'm a little disturbed. God. I don't like this. I've been waiting.
How much fucking time is left?
And I'm hungry.
I feel like there's another plot hole coming. Yeah, I feel like there's another plot hole coming.
Not that I mind. The movie's fine. I'm just hungry.
The movie's almost as long as the song that they wrote.
Mm.
He took us to this weird-looking apartment where half my band was killed. I mean, granted, I was the cause of most of it, but still, that's beside the point.
We gotta be careful that Lewis doesn't go crazy like this on us.
But yeah, like, I don't like the fact that this...
Who knows what weird shit he's into?
Mm.
Yes. That's why I hired the more serious lawyer as my lawyer these days.
Oh. Oh,
Battle of the Century.
Hit the Cena.
He did the Cena. He did the Cena later.
The Cena later. Is it just
just a good old game of I kick you in the balls, you kick me in the balls.
Some people out there are gonna watch the scene. It's like, you're getting kicked in the balls multiple times, ain't gonna hurt.
Is that the lady from the beginning who took them to the house?
Yes, it's the real estate agent, yes.
Yeah. Oh!
Drop kick.
It literally has turned into a wrestling match. It's time for me to kill Pat for wearing all those cool, awesome pajama hats. The real you.
Zonkey. Wait, what's the real him? Has he been possessed as well all this time?
He was.
No, I mean, is he still possessed? By something else? Oh!
Oh! Not night. No!
Oh, and then they turned into Final Destination.
Oh! It literally did. Open up the car and you see a drumming monkey in the back seat. Pat, no!
Now we've lost Pat. This isn't great.
Damn it, Nate, you only had... And Nate, you had one job and you ruined it. You ruined the band.
Fucking bassist.
Exactly.
Well, no, the band had a chance, but no.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Grohl may have killed off the other members, but Nate killed Pat. And she died.
It's like everyone dead now?
Everyone's dead but Dave.
Everybody is dead.
But Dave.
Coming soon to ABC.
That's actually not a bad name for a sitcom. Everybody's dead but Dave.
Yes, actually, that's pretty good.
I think that might be our 2B sitcom title.
Or that's the name of our 2B movie, Everybody's Dead But Dave. Mm.
Yes! And it kind of writes itself.
Copywriter, 2B Tuesdays podcast, you can't steal our content, thank you.
I've got it all trademarked already!
Thank you, Lewis.
And Colin, better start writing. Colin's frozen today.
He's paying attention.
Oh, I'm on mute. Fuck. I was eating chips. I've been talking this whole time. Like, how much longer do we have in this movie? Because I want to smoke this joint. Blah, 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 blah. No one heard me. No wonder no one was talking to me.
Yep.
Oh, wait. You had your mute button off? I was just ignoring you.
What? I'm okay with the ignorement.
Oh, it's Jimmy Simpson. I was kidding, Colin. You had your mute on. I didn't hear you.
Oh, it's okay. Ignore me. Everyone else does.
Oh, Dave Grohl's gone solo.
No, he's got a demon backup band, dude. It's going to be tight.
This is why Nirvana's getting back together.
Yeah. He killed all the Foo Fighters.
I'm gonna go impregnate a woman from Australia now.
That
explains everything. Oh!
And, no. Oh, coming up is Defgasm. That's badass stuff. Now I'm called Peckerhead. Bill and Ted Face of Music.
Yeah, sorry. And something called Death something? Death
yeah.
Metal. Death can metal. I request, can I request Craven pick Deathgasm next week instead of whatever it was?
No, we're watching Crazy House.
Yeah, Crazy House is going to be fucking great. I can't wait for that.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Craven. Thank you for winning that fucking thing.
It's got Delicious Silverstone in it, man.
And titties.
Allegedly, maybe.
I don't, actually, I don't know if it has titties in it.
I hope so.
I guess we'll find out and next week.
We've had a couple weeks of no titties in movies, and I'm missing them.
So stay tuned for next week for Kind of To Be Tuesday.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways, though, that is a wrap for this episode of the show. And before we wrap up the show today, Marcy, where can people find you and as well as all things To Be Tuesdays out there on the internet this week?
Head to supermarcy.com or patreon.com/thesupernetwork or the Linktree address, which is linktr.ee/thetobetuesdayspodcast. And you can find all the links there. And I hope by now you're like subscribed on Apple or Spotify or one of the podcast players. And I'm Super Marcy on the social media, and I'm Super_Marcy on Letterboxd.
Awesome. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me on Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, with me and Mr. Mark Chevalier every Tuesday-ish. Follow us on Pop4D on the Facebook, and follow me on my socials on Batch Pop4D on the X, the Threads, and the Blue Sky.
Awesome. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me on Trash Panda Podcast every Thursday.
Nice. And if people want to find me out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bitch of Mine. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. Living Dead, and as well as its little spin-off shows on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bean vs. Living Dead podcast feed. So, yep, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the show. And we'll see you next Tuesday for Craven's Pick. So we'll see you all then. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Ah.
It's going to be the best podcast ever.
Can we watch the trailer for Uncle Peckerhead?
Foo Fighters, you gotta get me a record.
It's our 10th album. We gotta break the mold on this one.
Let's go.
Let's go somewhere we've never been.
This place is amazing.
Do you guys get this overwhelming sense of death? Whoa. Doesn't really seem like the right fit.
Whoa, that's rad.
That was weird. The sound of this house is the sound of album 10.
All right, you guys, amps, living room.
Let me apologize in advance for all the rock we're about to make.
Got a couple of ideas I've been working on. I'll lay them on you.
Dude, wait.
It's called Everlong, and you wrote it about 20 years ago.
How are you feeling? Everything okay?
Ever since we moved into this house, my mind is flooded. We all have writer's block.
This is not just a creepy rock and roll house. But it allows spiritual entities to cross into our world.
Oh my God!
Dude has got one flew over the cuckoo's nest crazy.
It's this place, man.
Let's finish the track.
Can't we just wait, dude?